Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. It is Lisbel Ortiz. We are live from Staten Island this morning interviewing some of New York City's finest rats. How do you feel? Did you hear the news that Mr. O.J. Simpson, the juice man, has passed?
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh.
No, wait. Hey, Vinny, you hear about this?
Oh, that O.J. OJ with the football guy.
The juice, Vinny.
No, you gotta be. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, that's unfucking believable. You serious? You're not making this up.
No, he died this morning.
What channel
are
you? You from that Dominican channel, the Super...
Super Canal. Yeah.
Wow, we heard about that. Yeah, you know, I had a Dominican broad out of Red Hook.
Let's keep it clean, fellas. We're on live air.
The Dominican broad at Red Hook.
I remember her too, Yabelkis.
Yeah, Yabelkis.
That's my cousin.
Oh, my God. It's a small world, you know. Wait a minute. The juice is dead?
Whoa. Bring us back to the real news. The juice has passed away.
Yeah, he died this morning. How do you guys feel?
He had his final squeeze.
Oh, my God.
And you
God.
Know, did you guys know that he was trialed for murder? I mean, he was let off, but how do you feel?
Oh, come on. He was the best guy around.
Listen, this is America.
Yeah.
We don't tell people in America you're guilty if you're not guilty. Guilty, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, due process and all that.
Frankie, they tried to jam Frankie up for fucking selling oranges full of heroin, allegedly.
But
he got off. Illegal search and seizure.
It wasn't my fault they kept coming back, all right? I just had good oranges. What can I say?
Okay, you know?
I mean, you look like a two good, solid group of guys. So I have to ask you, how do you feel about these Diddy allegations? You know,
come on, Sean.
Sean's a good guy.
You know something about this country? They don't want to see a black man succeed.
That's right. Unless he's dancing, right?
Or he's giving the devil a lap dance, or he's dunking on Jesus Christ,
you know, or he's fucking doing the thing with the hoop boo.
You know, in this country, they just want the black man to shut up and dribble. But no, sir, not me.
Not us.
We don't believe in that. Listen, Sean Puffy Combs was the best guy around, all
stand right? up guy.
I mean, there's some serious allegations in there.
Listen,
what about the butt stuff?
Listen, like, hey, oh, what? Come on, come on, the butt stuff. Come on.
A victory light.
Yo, goddamn. Oh, shit. No, I'm fucking rolling now. Shit, baby. Goddamn.
The intro isn't rolling.
Oh, shit. Nah, I just started grabbing the mic going crazy. Like,
hey, we ready to party today.
Goddamn it. Yo, it's episode 40 of Victory Light. Episode longer than a neck on a flamingo. Yo, it's your boy, the camera. You know what I'm saying? The human direct vibe. You know what I'm saying? In a motherfucking building. We are in the Victory Light trap house. You know what I'm saying? Damn, son. Where would we find this?
this. Don't Google us.
Welcome to Victory Light, where we get sour, slippery at the lip.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
The Elroy's was right on my socks. I had to catch flight.
Jesus Christ had drift.
So shake him. You know who that is?
Yeah.
It's the yep, skibbity-bop.
Yeah. It's the skibbity-bop.
It's the yap god himself, Radio Fire in the motherfucker house. We got Liz Miller-T's La-Ma-Ta-Ta-Na in the house. You know what I'm saying? Victor is on his aces. You know what I'm saying? Play with his hair. You know what I'm saying? We got men in the house. drip a drown. You know what I'm saying? With the loafs on. And of course, Hassan Insane. Who wears Jordan 1s as beaters. You know what I'm saying? Yo, these are just my Travis everyday sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, y'all lost in a raffle? Oh, damn. Couldn't be me.
DJ Hassan Insane is on the building.
Ladies and gentlemen. What's a gentleman?
Yeah, I don't know what a gentleman is, but
it's all like some Japanese vitamins. Like, yeah, you come back with some gentleman?
Sumasen. Gentlemen wa doko desu ka?
Randy, stay trying to flex on us, bro, with his multi-buying fucking trilingual ass.
I just saw, bro, before we started, I said this Lupe Fiasco ass.
Listen, bro, I'm like 415 days in the fucking Duolingo and shit. We out here. Yo, we outside, bro. Hassan got the soundboard up. Now we can hear stuff.
What?
Yeah. It's great. We're moving on up.
Oh, yeah.
Now we can hear the glaze coming.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never be caught lagging again.
Yeah, man. Yo, the worst thing ever was giving us out of stream deck, dog. He's way back there like DJ Camillo. Warning.
Oh, shit.
Dominican.
Yo,
what's good, baby? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm way too hype. Yo, here's some tempo. Yo, shout to Camillo, though. God damn it. Oh, shit. God damn.
Oh, man.
Yo, esta la nueva de your friend. Se llama 98K. Suénala. Yo, yeah, so back, it's episode 40, y'all. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of shit going on in the world. And I was going to say I would like to start with, but I would not like to start with, but y'all want us to start with. Pardon. We pardon. The pod god. The pod god. Retired hip hopper. You know what I'm saying? Retired spitter.
I guess I'm gonna save the Matrix or some shit. Yeah. Climb out of this pod or whatever. Yo, unplug and shit.
He just unplugged the fucking cable at the back of his neck. He's like, yo, I'm ready. Yo, but apparently Joe Biden said that both Drake and Kendrick have stepped into the booth and they got responses for each other. And he said, oh, it's nuclear. And I heard that from people that rap. And I was just like, bro, that could be anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, who did you hear that from? Hobson?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Russ told me.
Yeah. Like, please, bro.
Logic told me.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Logic told me he don't want to be alive. And then he told me.
Yeah. Nah,
bro. Just drop the shit, man. Is anybody else tired of, like, the fucking semantics?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, just drop the song.
Put the music.
Yeah. I want to be a part of the fight, too. I don't want to just hear y'all talk about it.
Yo, let's discuss. No, let's not fucking discuss, bro.
Oh, I heard this. I heard that, bitch. Leak something.
Let me hear some music. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that you heard.
Yeah, also, like, I'm tired of folks, like, reacting like they are also rappers, like, to this thing between these two men, like it's mad people, like, all on these platforms that are like, I'm from the era of clapping back. We didn't used to do that, cause back in my day, yo, you are a civilian, bro.
Damn, bro. I'm like shrinking in my chair. Like,
I don't know. I feel like a lot of these platforms, like, yo, you taking this shit way too personal,
yeah,
gang.
Yeah. Some people said they're not listening to Cole no more.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. People are wilding.
That is crazy. Like, listen.
It's fine to like all of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's music, dog. It's like cereal, nigga. Like, if you like Cocoa Pebbles, that means you like, fuck Cheerios, nigga, forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll never put a honey nut in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Hold on!
I was just saying. You could do both.
You couldn't choose Cookie Crisp or Reese's Puff or something else. You had to go for the honey nut. Huh?
Said, I will never put another honey nut in my mouth. What the fuck, man?
Oh, God.
Yo, but apparently they go nuclear, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Yes. Yes, my voice went up 6 octaves. Because back in my day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yo. Nah, I just want to hear music, though, bro. I really want to hear good rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I said that like a drunk Irish. Like, I want to hear some good rap music. Yeah, you young guys. You guys are all about the gossip. Me, I like to hear good rap hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, like Smelly Mel, for example.
Bro.
Melly Mel's too brolic nowadays. I can't battle Melly Mel.
Who the fuck is Melly Mel?
One of the if I fuck this up, I'm gonna like lose like wash points. The Grandmaster Fast and the Furious 5. Yeah, like the don't like push founding. Us cause I'm oh, close yes, to the hip-hop. Edge. And he looked different back then, but if you look at him now, he's wild brolic. Like he's one of them old heads like that just be in the gym. Like, yeah. That's their new mm-hmm. thing. Like, I know so many motherfuckers that went to jail, did a bid, like, went to prison, came home, and all they do is work out and post, like, inspirational shit on Instagram.
Love that. Those are the OGs that we need.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I used to kill niggas, but yo, here's a picture of a lion with, like, you, only you can defeat you.
Yeah.
I'm like, duh, what the fuck do you mean? Bro. Like, I'm taking a shit at 6 a.m.
Nah, he spit facts. I'm overstanding now.
Shut the knees. Bro,
if Lupe Fiasco is like Charmeleon, Melly Mel is like Charizard. that's what Lupe's gonna look like in like 40 years.
Super
like,
fucking facts.
Just mad brolic with the locks and shit.
All of burpees.
Straight up. No leg movement whatsoever. Yeah. Yo, it's crazy because homie does look like a double dragon boss. Yeah. Like he got the Fu Manchu mustache and shit. Like,
oh my God.
With a fedora on.
He looked like a Final Fight goon.
Goon. Like, why you got a wave beater on with suspenders?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know.
You look like a random nigga that Dick Tracy slap on the way out the door.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Speaking of slap, did you guys see Ari Lennox's fucking story from yesterday? She posted Joe Budden being punched by, was it Consequence on Love & Hip Hop?
Oh!
I don't know.
She posted that video, no lie, probably 17 times on her story. It's just back to 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 back.
Wait, I didn't know this. What, like, what,
I love it.
What's the...
So apparently they are not getting along. She posted that, and then after that, this is what she wrote, and I quote, "Knocked your little glasses off and everything. Keep my precious name out of your psychotic, animal abusing, women terrorizing, demonic trolling, nicotine encased mouth.
Nicotine encased mouth.
All this meth smoke for a woman, but not for any man beating your ass in real life. Bald bitch." End quote.
Oh, she? Damn. Yo, listen, invoice Lizbell Ortiz LLC for usage of the word bald bitch. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
You
know what I'm
saying? That is a trademarked phrase.
You know what I'm saying? All right,
guys, we're going to have to get a little litigious here. I don't want to do that.
Let's not get crazy, all right?
Nah, but apparently they do not like each other. He's been name dropping her in the podcast a little while.
That's crazy. Listen, bro, like, all right, look. I'm 40 years old. I feel like Joe Budden's older than me. I'm not sure.
He's
43. There you go. You're older than me, guy. You're a whole graduating high school class older than me. I wouldn't argue with a 20-year-old woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's 33.
She's 30. Oh,
she's
okay.
A whole... Nah, but still.
It's still.
You
like,
beefing with a woman that's a whole decade younger than you?
Listen, we would... If we were using different technology to listen to music and call people... I can't argue. We cannot argue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it's stupid of me to put your name in my mouth.
I wish we had cameras to take a picture of his face. Listen.
Okay. Like a honey nut.
It's two. Bro, that's two already. That's crazy, that's bro.
This game, bro, he's flagged 10 minutes in. It's flagrant. Yeah. Yo, but it's watch it, bro. I mean, like, I kind of get, like, the meat. Like, yo, he's part of the media, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, bro, you can't pick and choose. Then you can't just be like, yo, I'm a rapper, too. Like, I'm a rap. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to talk about rap. Like, bro.
Nah, I get, it's a conflict of interest, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I think, like, when you're in media, but then you're also an artist, you can't really critique anything honestly, I don't think. Like, and, like, I feel like Joe is, like, trying to do both. And, like, that's like part of his, like, success. But it's also, like, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot when you do that. Because it's, like, if somebody releases a mid project and everybody knows it was mid, like, yeah, I guess you'll be a man of the people, sure, for like being upfront about it. But then, like, next year or whenever that time come around, you're not gonna be able to work with that person because you said on your platform of millions of people that this project sucks.
This shit sucks.
You know what I mean?
Now the homie doesn't want to come and do an interview.
And now he doesn't. Yeah, now he doesn't want to come sit on the couch with you. You know what I mean? And four other dudes, like, or however many it is.
I feel like. It's good that you're able to critique something and also, like, just be honest about the shit. If you don't like it, then you don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it might just be the way you say it.
Yeah, there's a way to, there's definitely a way to go.
Have you ever heard Joe Budden talk about, I think it was J. Cole's or Logic's music? I don't know. He was like,
so, the fuck are you talking about? That shit stinks. That shit is a two-pack of ass. I'm like, bro, how do you get the vocal cords? Yeah. Like, this nigga got extra vocal cords.
He said, hear me good. I'm in a double down.
I'm telling you right now, my armpits is sweating like they on trial for triple homicide because this shit is so ass.
That shit is a two-pack of ass.
You see what I'm saying?
It's horrible. I'm like,
so it's a lot different. If you have an artist who's just like, all right, he didn't like my project, that's okay. It just wasn't for him. Maybe I'll go visit him next year in two years. Up. But it's like, you hear somebody say that shit about your project.
Oh, I'm a two-pack of ass?
5 years working on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a two-pack of ass, bro. That's what you call it. You can't even say it's just a bad body of work. It's a hot two-pack of ass.
But then it's a double-edged sword, bro.
Slapping the table, all that.
Yes.
Hear me and hear me good.
he need a gavel. But that's the price you pay for being in media, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Because if you go, I didn't like it, wasn't for me, that's fucking boring. Sorry, that's not a good product. You gotta make this shit provocative and shit.
To call Heather, you gotta zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta zhuzh it up.
I guess it's about, like, basically, I feel like you gotta do the work, bro, to make sure that what you're saying and what you... how you feel about some shit is coming from what you're, how you actually feel, and not like on a misogynoir perspective. Because I feel like that's what Ari Lennox is coming from. She's basically saying, like,
oh, I'm a black
you,
woman. So.
Yeah, you always coming at black women, specifically me, but you don't come at anybody else. Which is, he does come at everybody else, but I just think that he be zoning in, bro.
Yo, yeah, when he, like, and that's the shit though. Like, we're talking about, like, yo, being able to critique or whatever and say shit in a certain way, but fam, like, you dress crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, presentation is important too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm wearing a balloon suit and I'm talking about your album, you're gonna take me a little bit less seriously. You know what I'm saying? Also, what you're saying is true. You can't just be like, yo, I don't fuck with this, but saying I don't fuck with this in a creative way, you know what I'm saying? It's important. It's more important than just saying some shit, some shocking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let me just get these fucking clicks and views. Cause now you embroiled in some shit. I think, homie, but I think he's taking, like, the wrestling approach. You know what I'm saying? Of like, yo, fuck it. Like, y'all don't fuck with me? Great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, great. Y'all gonna hate watch the shit out of this shit anyway. So
exactly.
I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I want. Fuck all y'all. Ha ha.
Bro, I've been on that subreddit. Does anybody like that show? Like, does anybody actually watch it and go, that was fun.
I enjoyed this.
Literally, and that's not a jab at fucking that show in particular. But, like, bro, a lot of these podcasts, like, the subreddits are literally just people going, today's episode sucked. I can't fucking stand this guy, this bitch.
We need more of this motherfucker. Listen to this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
and it changes every week. Like, yo, make up your fucking minds, man. God damn, bro.
But I do think that Joe Budden likes playing the villain, though.
Hell yeah.
He said it himself. We'd be lying as fuck. Well, he said it. We'd be up here lying. You know what's going to get clickbait. You know what's going to get views. You know what's going to get outrage. You know what's going to pull numbers. So say whatever the fuck.
Hear me and hear me good. When I show up to work, I'm here to pod.
I'm here to pod.
All right. That was
fucking Seven Pier in Brooklyn, and he was like, you know what I mean? Everybody's being mad honest about, you know, careers or whatever. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, I'm just a fucking phony. I said, what the fuck, bro? I was like, this man is unhinged. Yeah, I was like, yo, I love you, dog, but like, you're insane. Yeah. Like, yeah, yo, you're absolutely out of your mind, fam.
Damn.
But yo, yeah, we just want to hear rap, yo. You know, God, if you're listening, it's us, Victory Light. We just want to hear good rap. We don't care about the other stuff. I want to hear, okay, so this is, and going back to the critique shit. Mm. If you're going to critique some shit, don't leave me feeling like Cardi. Like, what was the reason? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you not like this? Tell me why you didn't. Don't just be like, it was a two-pack of ass.
Yeah.
That doesn't explain why, dog. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the bars, what was it? The bars, the beat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I know there's some rappers that can rap their ass off, but their beat selection is atrocious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's the opposite, where it's just like, bro, you can't really rap that good, but goddamn.
And then you have people who are just kind of characters. Like, people whose music I don't listen to at all, but like, I am like a concerning amount of invested in anything Kevin Gates does.
Oh, yeah. He don't get tired.
Anything that man does, I'm just fascinated. I'm like, how are you a real person?
I don't think he is, bro. I think that he is a pigment of our imagination.
Let me tell you something. I ain't a real person.
He said,
I'm not real.
You know what he said?
You see Terrence Howard with the blowout? No, you did. You thought you did.
Wait, hold on.
That was just me.
I know Min knows this. You got to come to this, Mike. What's the video of him like in the middle of the ocean? And he's like, oh, I'm just out here looking for the guy whose dick I apparently sucked. And I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus bro. Christ.
He was like, I don't understand the context at all. But like,
he be saying that type of like weird non sequitur shit all the time.
Yeah.
I think he was on like a Breakfast Club or some shit like that. He was saying some shit like, I'll eat a dirty ass before I eat a clean ass. Like, he just be saying like weird,
Jesus
like
Christ.
Phrase. Yeah,
he's kind of an urban legend. Like, you could write like a Bible about the teachings of Kevin Gates, things he's done. Like chapter like verse 13, 19.
Book
how to start? How to jumpstart a car with just your hands?
Yeah,
he sure did say that.
Yeah,
and I remember he was on he was on the Joe Budden and Academic show when that first came out.
Yes,
yeah.
And the dude. He was saying something, and Academics was like, bro, you're lying. I think it was that about him starting a car, and he was like, God could kill my kids right now. And Academics was like, you don't got to do that.
He said, may God murder my children.
May God murder my children.
May he strike him down right now. Right, it's like, bro, you don't. And even Academics was like, bro, you don't have to say that. He was like, nah, let him kill him. Kill him right now. Kill him right now. It's like, you want your children dead, bro? What the fuck?
I'm looking at my Ring app right now. I'm hoping they die. I'm watching the camera.
Oh, no, the quote was, find me the guy who stuck his dick inside me or something.
What?
Like, yeah, like as in saying that, like, oh, he doesn't exist or whatever.
But, bruh, you didn't need to say that.
Yeah, you didn't need to, like, nobody, hey, Kevin, nobody was looking for that guy, bro. We didn't know he was a real guy. You just made him up, Kevin.
He was just some imagine. You just ideated this guy that fucked you in the butt.
But bro, I bring up Kevin Gates because he got. Have you seen this? My bro got the bust down Cuban on Cuban diamond headband.
No.
Have you seen this shit? He got it, bro. Kevin Gates has a fucking diamond tiara, bro.
No.
He said it's kind of lit, Victor. Bro, somebody take him to jail today. That shit don't even look comfortable.
Right now, today. May God murder my children right now today.
Not the golden tiara,
he said,
bro.
Right now today.
You know who's another one of those rappers? G Herbo. G Herbo is hilarious to me. I don't know why.
Yo, Liz, can I tell you something about G Herbo?
What?
I went out to Chicago to talk to G Herbo about music. G Herbo drove me around Chicago, took me, I said, yo, what's like a good Chicago place to eat? He took me to like a weird hot dog stand that was on like the side of the road out of no middle of nowhere.
Oh, I know exactly where he took you.
You know what I'm saying?
He took you to
It was like a yellow awning type of situation.
Yeah. Nah, that's a classic.
Yeah. It was like
so
walk
you
up.
Flew to another state to have hot dogs with another man. That's what you're telling me.
Hey, listen, right. Listen. Hey, look, find me the man to put his dick inside me. It's just me and G Herbo E. Glizzy's. You know what I'm saying? Like Lady and the Tramp, we got a foot long. But yo, this motherfucker just brought us around Chicago and then took us to his crib, which was like a high rise in like the nice part of Chicago, because he's rich now. Mm-hmm. And then he just had his little mans up in there, just with mad weed, bro. And then he was just, and then I was just like, all right, when we about to do this music shit, bro?
Yeah.
Because they were just watching ISIS videos. Like, may God strike down my children.
Oh my God.
That nigga was in there with 30 motherfuckers from Chicago. Dusty as fuck, watching motherfuckers get run over by tanks, bruh. Like, I was what is, he's like, yo, them niggas is crazy over there. I was like, yeah. he said, we bugging over here. They told me they running niggas over tanks over there. I was like, yeah, why are we watching this? Yeah. We just ate 20 hot dogs.
Yeah. Watching this for fun? Like, what is happening right now?
Are you sure this wasn't a dream at all? Yo,
oh my God, I was rocking my children. This shit really happened, dog.
Right now, today.
Yo, and then at the end of the whole ordeal is when we finally go to the studio, and this man just smoked blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt, which I didn't mind, but did not record a single bar of hip hop music. No.
You see, that's real hip hop, bro. That's real hip hop.
Nah, fuck that, bro. This is why I don't go to the stew. Hey, listen, man. You send me the beat, I'll send you back the verse. All right? Fuck all that shit. I'm not going to the studio to smoke 36 grab of leaf blunts with 30 motherfuckers, bro. I got kids.
That's what you missing, Rainey. You missing the studio session. You need 16 bitches that's never gonna fuck you.
Nah, get
right
the
around you.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, you need that. I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, this party today.
Nah, get the fuck. I had to hit the Liz one. Get the fuck. Hell no, that's not the fuck I need, bro. If I pull up to the stoop, I'm here to work, bro. The fuck? Motherfuckers be contemplating life and shit, rolling the most regular weed of all time, bro.
Not the demonic black magic shit, Tom.
No.
that Reggie, Tom.
Hey, Tom, I'm in the middle of the studio session, Tom. They're rolling some satanic black magic. Sick shit.
Paulie, let me tell you, they're smoking fucking Reggie, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about, Paulie? What do you mean? They're supposed to be smoking regular weed.
Tone, I'm telling you, they said they're smoking swag, but they're smoking kush.
Yeah, Tone, they said they'd bring 40 pounds of piff. I haven't heard piff since like 2002. Where did they get it from?
I haven't heard piff since Max B was on the streets. we did the fucking damn, he passed away, didn't he? God damn it.
Cool.
Paulie?
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
Damn, Doug, that would have been perfect.
And in his honor, we'll be right back after this after this ad for Vietnamese dildos.
A victory light.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
A victory light.
Yo, we are back, big 4-0, baby.
Episode 4-0,
we hope you enjoyed those ads for these Vietnamese sex toys.
Hey,
and
Ghost Ride the Dick.
I wanted to tell you.
I gotta have some type of like cognitive, like, what's that disorder where like shit hits your brain late? Because like Meryl will say something and it'll take me a calm like a whole 12 seconds before that shit registers.
It's like the radar shit.
But I wanted to tell you guys, I had a really cool interaction with a fan of the show yesterday. Which was really fun. Me and the fellers, you know, we got together last night, and we got together for a game of Commander, EDH, and Magic the Gathering. It was fantastic. And we went to this place called Hex & Co. By Union Square, and like I walk in, right? And as soon as I walk in, there's this guy behind the bar, and he like audibly gasps, and like he's like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "Oh, what the fuck? What happened?
Is my dick out?"
And he's like, "Oh no, I really fuck with Victory Light. Like, I love what you guys are doing." So like, I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Shout out to you, homie.
So shout out to Sam. Thank you so much, man.
Shout out to Sam. Yeah.
Thank you so much for supporting the show.
Tell your friends.
Yo, and at that store, just as an aside, they have a drink called Eldritch Blast, and that's the real name, and I'll tell you what it is. It's lemonade, seltzer, and a shot of espresso. That shit is incredible, bro.
What?
Fucking delicious. And anyway, yeah, that's...
It sounds like something that shouldn't go together, but it sounds like
having your stomach doing backflips.
Yeah, no, my shit was Olympic, but... but it was worth it. It was worth it. So anyway, yeah, shout out to Sam. Shout out to Hex & Co. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure meeting
that's
you,
epic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to you for being a glaze fiend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't get that joke.
Yeah. He's like, yes, he just did a fist pump and shit. Yeah. But he's like, I got it right here.
But Liz also had a
I received a DM from a guy called Doom Days. His name is Alex, and I'm gonna let Rainey read the DM just because he read it exactly how I heard it in my head.
Oh, it's man. A paragraph.
Yo, it's a throwback, a callback to Ring of Ash.
From Alex. Sorry to be the wild drug nerd, but had to take the opportunity to make the art, in all caps, ever so slightly more excellent and accurate. Christopher Moltisanti voice. It's called Tootsie Tong. All the fucking queers and rich broads are doing it these days. Most people think it's a combination of Molly and cocaine, but I had a guma down there for a while who was studying for a pharmacology degree. And she told me Tootsie's actually slang for 2CB. Although the effects are different for everyone, it actually feels more like LSD, except without any spiritual introspection, just wild visuals, which is probably why shallow rich people love shoving it up their noses all day.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Yo, damn, dog. Yeah. You sound like Kevin Gates. Yeah. Like, speaking from experience, dog.
We got
damn.
All kinds of listeners. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But you know what's crazy? I went to my brother's sold out comedy show. And I met a lot of fans there, bro. So many people coming up to me like, yo, Victory Light is fucking amazing. One of the people who I did not expect to be an avid listener is the comedian Huevayol.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which...
Shout out to Mr. Huevayol. Yeah,
that dude is hilarious,
my friend,
bro.
I discovered this car.
Yeah, he pulled up the Apple podcast and everything. So he was like, yo, I'm up to date. I love the show. I love what you're doing. So shout out to Huevayol.
Hey,
I also realized that... The video that Rainey was talking about when we first started the podcast, when he was like the bad Dominican, what's that fucking word? When you trying to hit on a bitch.
Oh, like the awful, like Dominican pickup lines and shit?
Pickup lines, exactly. So the one where you said, que si yo te como con toy ropa. That was a part of Nueva York stand-up. Yeah. I didn't know that was like a part of his set. I finally figured out what it was about. Yeah. But... Met so many dope fans, bro. I love to see that.
Let's go, yo. You know what I'm saying? This shit's like drugs. They can become addicted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Big 4-0. That's...
You gotta hit the click on the back of your...
Ghost ride the dick.
Yo, bro.
Ghost ride the dick.
Speaking of ghost riding the dick, did you guys hear of Elon Musk's deposition?
Yo!
Oh, shit. No, I didn't.
A deposition.
You gotta tell me what happened.
It was revealed that he is behind one of the creepiest fucking burner accounts of all time, bro.
Oh, no.
This motherfucker is on Twitter cosplaying as a baby.
What? Oh, yes!
Oh, like he's got like an age play thing going on?
Yo, yeah, he's a... He said something about breastfeeding one time, I think, or some shit.
I mean, there's a fucking laundry list of weird shit that he's done in his life, bro. That is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you know what it sounds like to me? Satanic black magic. Sick shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yo.
The motherfucker also got a burner account talking shit about himself. It's just the same talking bad about Elon Musk.
Dog, this motherfucker bought Twitter just to argue with himself. That's crazy. That is
the whitest
crazy
shit I've ever seen, bro.
I think he tracks any mention of himself on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
So I think he has that burner so that he can say that stuff and then go on the other account and then see it and see if the shit is actually working. Bro. I'm telling you.
Oh my
sick
God.
Shit.
Yes, sick shit, town. Yeah. Yo, this motherfucker makes Kevin Durant look like fucking he has a typewriter. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you ain't really out here like me.
Nah, he makes everybody else look like James Harden. He don't got internet.
No, I'm not going to internet. I ain't even on this shit like that.
James Harden is the one with the beard, right?
Yeah.
He's the one who got elbowed.
Yeah. Hey, damn, you remember that shit?
Oh yeah,
that was cold.
You see,
yo,
I remember shit like that.
Yeah, that
this
was violent.
Stuff like that's how I know the names. Yeah. I know.
That was Ron Artest, bro, from Queensbridge.
Who's the one with the? They be making fun of his hair. Is it Kevin Durant? It's not Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah,
yeah, they be making fun of his hair.
They're like, yo, you don't brush your hair, B. You're a multi millionaire.
Which is
you
fucked up, bro.
You don't got a wave brush,
my
nigga.
Normal as hell to me. That's not fucked up.
Shell's policy. He said his shit looked like scattered taco meat.
No!
That's a true DMV.
That's a hate. Bro, that's hate. That's unfiltered hate, bro. They be taking close-up shots. Because, yo... Shot this up a beer book. Carmelo said, yo, he only cares about basketball. He don't care about nothing else. He's there to hoop. So, like, he just shows up to play basketball and drop 50. I guess other people don't get that. So when, you know, you see other motherfuckers walk in with the drip and shit and their hair done with the shades, chains, whatever. He walk in a sweatsuit. Like, yo, I'm here to play basketball.
Yeah.
So they caught a shot of him, like, on a, like, I don't know if it was a shoot around or what, but his, like, pants, like, rose up and you can see, like, his calf. Bro, it was the ashiest ash I have ever seen in my entire.
It was the ring of ash.
It was the ring. It was the galaxy of ash. The shit, yo, bro, the shit, like, remember, you know the Jordan elephant print?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Yo, but like, that's the guy I'm staying away from on the court.
Exactly.
I don't want no smoke with that guy.
All he does is hoop.
All he does is hoop. Bro, he got no time for a shape up. No time for lotion. He's just there for buckets, bro. Hey, pick up basket. Give me him.
Yeah, I want him. Give me him.
I want the guy with no shape up and the and ones on his feet. I want the guy with no shape up and the and one shacks.
That's who's gonna win.
That's who's gonna. That's yes.
He's I want a dog. That guy.
Yeah. He's probably gonna have 17 fouls, but y'all gonna win.
Y'all gonna win. We cooking today, baby. Yeah. Yo, oh my god. But yeah, nah. Elon Musk is a fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? And he is a whole bitch. And like, they should do what they do in Vietnam because they about to put Shorty to death. Death, nigga with an F. You know what I'm saying? Death penalty for doing 12 and a half billion in real estate fraud, B. I didn't even know you could kill a motherfucker for financial fraud, B. They about to put Shorty under the earth. Not under the jail, under the earth.
Yeah.
For fucking financial fraud.
She already had her fun, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck it. We ball.
That's it. Yo. Yes. I was about to ask you. I'm like, yo, what's the number, B? Like, yo, how much money
is
do
enough?
I, you know what I mean? For me to be like, all right, bro, y'all could kill me now. I done did everything. Like,
well,
I was on a Diddy yacht.
Enough so that you can't kill me?
Yeah.
Right. Literally the dollar before that, bro. Whatever that is. It's like,
whatever. Price is right to shit?
Yeah.
Got 99 cents short.
Yeah, 12.5 so like, billion. 12.5 billion and 50 cents?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to answer this shit like Dick Dastardly, just whatever's enough to get away with. You know? The fuck?
Shorty stole $12 billion, bro.
And a half.
Good
and
for
a half. A half. You know what's crazy? That halves don't sound like a lot.
Yeah.
That's $500 million.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Bro, and my thing is like, you know what? You defrauded the where's she from?
Vietnam, dog.
She's Vietnamese, Vietnamese, she's of her family's of Chinese descent.
Oh, okay. So you defrauded
a developing nation, fam?
Yeah, like you defrauded a developing nation.
You didn't rob Target.
Like, yeah. You didn't. You wasn't stealing deodorant from Target, bro. Like you fully.
God forbid a woman have hobbies, bro. Yo,
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it's true. No, you're right.
She's trying to get to the bag outside of work.
Nah, no glaze. That's right. Yeah, right.
It's like driving Uber. It's just a side hustle. You know what I'm saying? We just being haters.
Yo, and what's the death penalty in Vietnam like?
Yo, fam. It's like, yo, listen, they don't give a, like, listen, when you leave America.
Yeah, it just, human rights?
Bro, they about to tie a rope to each one of Shorty's, like, appendages, bro, and just be like, and drive four trucks in four different directions. Bro,
I was thinking about that shit. Yo, it's so crazy how, like, all that shit has become, like, synonymous with, like, third world ethnic
developing,
groups.
Developing,
yeah. But white people started that shit.
They started that whole shit in medieval times. Yeah, no. Y'all ain't slick. And then they try to switch it up in medieval times in New Jersey and not show that part. Show the ugly part.
Yeah, no,
while
that,
I'm eating
that.
My turkey leg, behead somebody while I'm eating my turkey leg.
Show all of that.
Show bro, all that shit. Show the Iron Maiden, bro, nigga.
That's
while
why,
I drink a beer stein.
That's why, yo, show me that while I'm drinking a horn that I cannot put down because it's curved at the bottom. The most impractical beer glass ever, bro. What the fuck?
You want to take it? How would you? No, I don't.
Yeah.
How would you put my beer in a regular fucking glass?
Yeah. But I be thinking about that shit, bro. This is why we need Netflix. This is why we need the internet. This is why we need smartphones, bro, to keep motherfuckers like that docile, bro. Because, yo, it was the year 3. Wasn't shit else to do, bro. And two aristocrat motherfuckers were like, Prince Percival, what are we going to do? We're going to slide on the ops, but I haven't decided how to go about this.
Well, let's see here. I think... Perhaps. I hear like a melody in my head. I hear something.
Oh, I got it. I got
my limb got cut them down.
Yo, shut the handy for that one.
Oh my
yo,
god.
That shit. Bro, you know the fucking aristocrats.
Yeah.
The Pixar.
Holy fuck. Bro, yeah. You know how bored you gotta be to think of that shit, bro? Yo, you know how heated you gotta be?
Yo, like we were talking. Let's put them over a barrel.
Yeah, y'all was talking about this a couple episodes ago. Like, you know how mad you gotta be to stay mad on the plane the whole time?
Yeah.
To fight over Nick? You know how mad you gotta be at a motherfucker to split him in six?
Yo, drawn and quartered?
Yeah, type of shit is that,
yo, we're gonna tar and feather you?
But, bro. Yo, like,
so.
Thank God for Netflix.
Executions in Vietnam were once carried out by a firing squad of 7 police officers.
Oh!
I'm a piece of shit. Where the prisoners were blindfolded and tied to stakes.
Hey!
But thankfully, this barbaric practice was outlawed a long time ago in November of
2011. No. Oh, shit. Yeah, wait, damn, I didn't have kids yet. Damn. No, that's a lie. Wow. I did.
Holy fuck.
Yo, all right. Listen, man. Yeah.
Thank God we're so far removed from the distant ancient period of 2011. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was like crazy. 2011. It was pretty much 2012.
The before times.
We be trying to fucking remove ourselves from these garbage ass practices. America is not this sweet little baby crazy? Just looking out of the countries. Bro, fuck our judicial system, bro. Fuck America.
Imagine NYPD tying you to stakes and then shooting you.
Bro, hold on a second, bro. Yo, get this zip tie, bro.
Skip the stakes, but
no, then one guy goes, whoa, what are you guys doing? We don't do that in America.
Hey, whoa, bro. Use the 45. Yeah. Yeah, it makes a bigger thing. It makes like it'll make an example.
Yeah, make a pop like you dropped a fucking watermelon. It's fantastic.
Guy's head is gonna blow up like a jar of sauce.
Hey, you ever step on a ketchup packet? It's like that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You ever made the marinara sauce from BK? It's garbage, but you ever stomp on one? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you ever put a tomato in a microwave?
Yeah. To answer an earlier question about how much qualifies for the death penalty in Vietnam, if you embezzle as much as $20,000, it's clip.
It's clip for you! Yeah. What? All right, yo, listen.
Hey, strict as hell over there.
Yeah, listen, I'm about to.
I feel like that's both of Southeast Asia.
Strict as hell. Yo,
I remember watching Broke Down Palace at like 11. I was like, God damn.
Oh, there y'all, Claire Danes is cooked.
She's finished.
Oh, man.
Speaking of prison, did y'all hear about that Polish priest?
Oh, shit, bro. That was the wildest. Fam. This is like, yo, I read that shit and I was like, yo, is this like,
bro,
somebody,
it's one of those headlines that you have to read three times.
Yes,
because you gotta make sure you read it. What the fuck you read it correctly?
You gotta go to like six different like reference.
Shit said Polish priest jailed for throwing wild orgy where male prostitute died after overdosing on erectile dysfunction pills.
That's on them though.
That's on them.
He didn't want to open the door for the ambulance. The right he wasn't trying to open the door.
Bro, this is literally the plot of Legend, starring Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy. Yo. You remember when he played the Kray twins and like they tried to jam them up, but one of the Kray twins was gay and he was at a gay sex party for a politician in London, so they couldn't jam him up because they would have leaked the photos. And it's like, yo, he's like, Prime Minister Charles is here. These photos are quite sticky, sir. Like that literally happens. But they were in Poland, so it was like,
damn, what movie is this?
Legend, starring Tom Hardy. But,
God damn.
But it's funny because they were in Poland, so the voices were like, we have the place surrounded.
You must come outside.
You must come outside. And it, yo, it's
close
SWAT.
Your butthole, please.
It's SWAT, and they're surrounding a giant windmill. They all just live in a windmill. And the cops are like, come out with your hands up. I don't know what accent that is. Whatever, man.
Put your cocks down, please.
I don't know what Polish people sound like. Listen, anything that sounds even slightly Scandinavian to me, I'm doing the voice.
That's it.
That's all you sound like, bro.
If you're from like Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Southern Europe, Southeast Europe, nigga, you sound like Official Fish 93. Yo, okay? Splagada, splagada.
Splagada, splablom, blom.
That's it, baby.
You know what time it is.
Yeah, yo, man. That's wild, though, because like, I read that shit and I was just like, all right, priest, you know what I'm saying? Why sex orgy, da da da, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it reminded me, I was like, damn, this is so crazy. Like, this was something I have never even seen or thought of or experienced, blah, 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 blah. And then I remember one time, my homegirl, I ain't gonna say your name because you got a real job, was like, yo, come to this party with me uptown. I was like, all right, cool. And like, she was like, you know, like hung out with like, you know, a very diverse crowd of people, you know what I'm saying? Not like that this was like a gay sex party, but it was just like a sex party. I didn't know it was a sex party, but I walked in to this apartment uptown, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, fuck, it's like a building, dog. Yeah. Like 2011, 192nd Street. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You walk in, fucking apartment 6D. You know what I'm saying? I walk into 6D, motherfucker. You know how the uptown apartments is like railroad apartments? Yeah, it's just room, big room, like living room. Fam, every single one of them rooms has some shit going on. I thought this was like a house party, like regular house party. Yeah. We pull up, And as soon as you open the door, we come inside, and it's like, it's the music and shit and lights, whatever. And I'll just like open the door because I'm Barrow, baby. Like, I just touch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just I open the door, bro. And there's two motherfuckers in there and two shorties, and they just going splagada blom, blom, bling, blom. Crazy. Fam, homie had a double dong and with shorty, and they were just going back ass to ass, like Record for a Dream.
Nice.
Like that. And I was just like, yo, okay, this is what we doing. This is the party, bro. Yeah. Like, all right. And it was, I was not interested in fucking at that, you know what I'm saying, at that point. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like walking around the party smoking weed, which is the weirdest shit you could do at a sex party, I've learned.
Yeah.
Is just to walk around smoking weed looking at people.
But also, bro, it's like kind of, hey, listen, for anybody else out there in the kink community, tell people what the fuck you are taking them to, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That is mad predatory, low key, bro. Like you just brought Meryl to this thing and you didn't say what the fuck was going on.
Nah, house party. We going to a house party,
bro. Come on, yo. I need. Hey,
it was a party in the house. To be fair,
I need hands with somebody with clothes on. All right. I need 30 seconds with one of your brothers and somebody. The fuck is wrong with you, bro?
I would have called my mom's money.
Mom, can you pick me up?
I'm scared.
Para todo el mundo.
Everybody getting beat.
You crazy? Yeah. I would have turned into Myron if I wasn't high.
Mom, listen, I'm a little scared. Yeah, there's a thing called a double dog here. It looks like a penis with two heads on each side. It's crazy. I'm nervous.
Mom, I was told we were going to play some Magic the Gathering. And everybody's naked.
Oh my God, Byron, I'll be right over. Yeah. Nudie?
Nah, that's fucked up, bro. Not even a warning?
Nothing, yo.
I mean,
nothing.
It was worse, because one time we got invited to a party, and we brought like five bitches, and we walk in, and it was just like three dudes in the bathroom with a bottle.
Oh.
What's worse, bro? Honestly, arriving to a fucking party?
That's terrible.
Honestly, vibes.
Vibes.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Just you know, just three homies in a bathtub, you know, probably a milli playing off one person's phone, like on the windowsill.
You know what's crazy?
No speaker.
Not to cut you off. That's how they started Fresh and Fit podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. The origins
about right.
The origins of Myron have been clear as day the entire time.
Oh, they was in there about to throw a party. Nobody showed up, and they was like, you know what, bro?
Fuck it. We all hard
bitches. Bro, we don't even really need them.
Bro, not at all.
Three dudes in a bathroom. All taking turns, taking pictures with a bottle of E&J.
Oh,
yeah.
With one phone that nobody uses anymore that is the speaker. Yo. The phone is the speaker. It's a BlackBerry.
Yo, turn that shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's all the way up,
bro.
Oh, man, okay. Bro.
No, there's no Bluetooth.
There's no Bluetooth. Yeah. The bathtub only has
you good, bro. I said pigment earlier. That shit is still playing in my mind.
Yo, the bathtub only has the inner liner. Come on, bro. What are you talking about?
Yo,
vibes.
No.
The thing is going like this.
Silence just clapping cheeks.
Yep.
That is more specific. Half a bottle of Ciroc that came from your parents or like an old ass party you stole.
Yeah. Come on, stop that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was a team bash. So you know, I'm not even gonna blame them.
Hey man, you know, say your pops have this much Chivas in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what? That's good enough. That's gonna get you where you need to go.
We about to finish that and put some apple juice in this motherfucker. Guess pops up, bro. Yeah, yo, so yeah, don't bring this. Yo, listen, if you go to a sex party, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sit around looking.
Maybe you should revisit that advice.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to a sex party, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck. Take a break. Like we about to do. Take a fucking break. Watch the people fuck. We'll be right back after you think about people fucking.
A victory light.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me. I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
A victory light.
What up, victory light bitches? We're back. It's your boy Min. All this talk reminded me of the time I got invited to a gay sex party in the woods.
Hold on.
The thing is, I was already in the woods, so.
Oh, that makes it better.
Hold on, you what?
Yo, talk about, when you said this, yo, we're reframing this, but you said this before, and I just imagined you, like, in the woods. You know how, like, Winnie the Pooh, like, the 100-acre wood, when they, like, walking around and shit, and there's, like, a sign, like, a wooden sign with, like, arrows and shit, and it's just, like, you know, the river, like, the farm, the gay sex party, like,
yeah.
Just,
well,
like,
so, okay, so that's literally what this party was. You can Google it, because it always, like, shows up in the British tabloids every year. It's called the Piers Gaveston Ball.
Oh!
Wow.
It's like a party where it's like a drug sex party.
Ooh.
I was just there with my friends to have a good time, to experience the wonders of the world.
Yes.
But they take your phones, they drive you out to a field in the middle of the woods.
Bruh.
But you didn't need the ride, though. Because you were already there.
I'm just wandering. But there's two tents. Well, there's several tents, but two of the most popular tents were the orgy tent,
The orgy tent,
and the BDSM tent.
Makes sense.
So I'm there in the woods, chilling with my friends, like
orgy tent is lit.
There's a large burning effigy, like it's fucking Burning Man in the center, just on fire.
This is like super KKK vibe. What's going on?
I'm like staring around the fire. I like recognize some dude because I'm like, you're a Rhodes Scholar. Like, what are you doing here? Yeah. I'm chilling with my friends. Then someone I recognize comes up to me and he's holding another man, like, by a rope, and the dude has a ball in his mouth, like a gag ball, and a collar.
Nice.
And so me and my friend, this person, were talking, and the whole time homie is just standing there in silence,
in a gimp suit,
just like no clothes on except for the collar.
And then, yo, just while flashing, you're like, listen, man, like, well, how was last semester?
Like, classes are going well, and then I'm like, oh, like, what are you guys up to? Like,
what are you guys up to? It's crazy.
Oh my god.
What are you guys up to? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit, we was just about to play Jackbox on PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that would legit be me. I'd be like, yo, y'all good? Everybody, you need some water?
A lot of people don't notice. Liz has a lot of different, Liz has a lot of unique bags. One of them is actually just a guy on a rope with a ball gag.
It's a literal human being that just holds her stuff.
Yeah, in his ass. Yeah. He just boof shit like he in jail. Yo, let me get my credit card, bitch. Yeah. Digging in his ass for the visa.
That's fucked up.
Yo, where my boarding pass, bitch? You about to get on this plane? That is a fucking insane story, man.
Yeah, Ming is living her whole life, bro.
There's so many other, like, I could go on about this forever, but that basically he invited me to the BDSM tent, and I was like, I looked and I was like, I'm just gonna like dance with my friends here.
Yeah. I'm gonna stay out here in the field.
I'm gonna stay warm by the fire.
Did you see the guy that was traveling with an 800-year-old mummy at this party?
What?
Yeah, the guy that
felt like you could find him there.
This guy, he was traveling with an 800-year-old mummy, and he named her Juanita and called her his wife.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, in Peru, I shit you not, police have detained a man who was carrying around an 800-year-old mummy in a travel bag. When questioned by authorities, the man claims her name was Juanita and that she was his girlfriend.
A travel bag?
Yep. Yeah. And it was posted by creepy.org, so there's no links.
I read the link.
Oh, you read it? Okay.
Yeah, so apparently Juanita was actually Juanito, so a fucking yo.
Hey.
He assumed it was a woman, but it was an 800-year-old man.
Wait, DJ Juanito from Hot 97?
Oh, shit.
Yes! Yes! It's time for three!
Yo, nobody has ever made me hit the bison in real life. But someone just pulled out the yes! Yes!
I think it turned me into Mike Breen for a split second.
Yeah.
Yeah, bang!
Yeah, holy shit.
Let's it fly!
And that's
good!
And that's Hassan from three. Bang! Yes.
Is that an age gap relationship?
Yeah. Honestly, like,
what's it called? May, December?
Yeah, no, because honestly, nah, man. That's actually facts, though, because, like, what would they talk about? What do they have in common?
You know what I'm saying?
You're 800 years old.
Which I'm not talking about.
He's 40. That's predatory and gross. Yo, like, that's actually so disgusting.
It's so gross. You don't even know about Legionnaire's disease. How old are you?
That's disgusting. He could have the rickets.
Yeah, super, you know. Super brave of him to assume that person's binary.
You can't assume the mummy. Don't assume the fucking mummy just because it's called a mummy.
Bro,
it could be a daddy.
This might be the oldest case of misgendering ever. Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, you misgendered this man your entire relationship.
Wow.
And he couldn't speak for himself.
Wow, that's crazy. And you had him in a garment bag.
Yo, and you had him in the... free my man, bro.
Free
Juanito, bro.
Free Juanito. Yo, you know what's crazy? Like, this is... I don't know if this is like a... This is not a flex. This is just air travel. When you traveling, they let you, like, hang your coat and shit. Like, you give them, like, yo, here's a garment bag with, like, I got a suit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a suit. They can't get wrinkled.
Never had that happen to me.
Yeah, never had any... But what the fuck?
Never had that happen, Mero.
What level have you reached of richness?
I'm just talking about, like, when you're, like, hosting an award show.
We're going to jump in after the show.
When you're hosting an award show, you got to
bring a tuxedo.
Interesting.
Yeah, you got to bring a tux.
Wow.
You got to perform all shit, so, you know.
So they give you a garment bag on the plane?
No, I get it. That's mine.
Oh.
So it's like when I got the suit from Gucci, I got the garment bag with it.
Oh, and it's the suit from Gucci.
Oh.
Nah.
All right.
No, it was just, it was part of the budget of the event.
What budget?
Oh, there's budgets?
Oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's money.
That's cool. Man, do you know about this?
Yeah, I organized it.
Oh, you
organized it. Oh,
it's on the show. I thought it was one fake bitch, but now I see it's two. Insane work. That's
holy
crazy.
Yo, dog. I'd like to say this. They just put Juanito in the front of the plane, bro, next to a blazer. That's fucked up. Free Juanito, B.
Oh, my God. Free Juanito and free the 9-year-old kid who missed the school bus and drove his mom's car to school, sparking a fucking police chase.
Yo, shout out. This is a throwback for all my people that know internet lore. This is Letarian Milton Part 2.
Yes. Yo, I just,
I just want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Yes, yep. Let's go. I was like, yo, what kind of kid? Yo, first of all, this kid should not get in no type of trouble. That's a child being proactive.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yo, I missed the bus to school. My bum ass kids would be like, oh shit, yo, I missed the bus. What am I gonna do? Ah, shit, I guess I'm gonna stay home and play Fortnite all day. Yeah. Nah, he was like, yo, you know what? I'm getting in my mom's Hyundai Aztec and I'm going to school. Fuck that.
Jesus,
you know
Christ.
What I'm saying?
That's a good kid, bro. Because I would have drove to a hooky party. That's what I would have did. Or to somebody else's house to watch Steve Wilkos or some shit.
Bro, I would have went to
Steve Wilkos. Shout out to Steve Wilkos holding us down. Yo, right? Holding the unemployed community down.
Yeah,
in the
yeah Wilkos is a deep cut for real. Bro, I would have went to 161 Multiplex to catch the matinee. You know what I'm saying? To catch the matinee. Yo, them tickets was like $6.75, bro. That's all I had.
That's all I had.
$6.75, bro, yeah, as a kid?
Bro. Listen, I was stealing.
At 9 years old, bro, this is good. I'm going to sound like a dumbass. But at 9 years old, I didn't understand cars, really. Mm. So I probably would have just drove that bitch around until it ran out of gas and then been like, yo, why is this car not going?
Yeah.
Why'd you like... Yeah. Why is it doing that?
Yeah.
What's that red light mean?
Yeah, what? Yeah,
yo, hey. My car's on. Yo, I cut the car's on ecstasy. Y'all
the car's on ecstasy.
But do you punish your kids if this happens?
Hell no. I'm like, well.
but like punish them how?
Did they crash the whip? Like that?
I mean, they got into a fucking police chase.
I'm like, yo, low key. I'm like, yeah, fuck the police, nigga. Yeah, I'm dapping him up like in front of the cops, like, yo, fuck y'all, yo.
That's the right answer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now don't talk to him. I'm behind the line and shit. Like, yeah. That's my son.
Yeah.
That's my son. Hey, hey.
Hey, yo, Avery, hey, don't yo, say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Y'all gonna call a lawyer right now. I'm gonna call Don't Worry Murray.
Don't worry,
Murray.
Holy shit.
Yo, there's 10 Murray lawyers listening to this right now, scrambling to try to, like, yo, to try to get it, that name.
Yeah.
And then four of them is going to tweet, like, yeah, I was the guy that texted Merrill. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was me.
Yeah. Call what?
If you can find that tweet, please find that tweet, because I cannot find that tweet, bro. It's a screen grab of a text that has since been lost, where I had a criminal attorney text me and be like, hey, saw your stuff on the television. Good job. You've come a long way since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
I said, last time we saw each other, motherfucker, I was fearing for my life.
Yeah, man.
Like, yo, bro, would you rather have this child who steals your car to go to school, or would you rather have the kids who are live on fucking Twitch just terrorizing the city? These motherfuckers is going around public, bro, just hitting adults,
that's
stealing
crazy
food from them while they sitting outside.
That's, you know who's fucked up? Me. Cause I just said, damn, that's foul. And I'm just thinking, like, what was 16-year-old Meryl doing? Oh yeah, fucking just.
Oh yeah, the same thing.
The same exact thing.
Bro, but these are like 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds. They're little ass kids.
See, yeah,
and this is what I'm saying, bro.
This is why you gotta beat your kid's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I know it's usually all jokey jokes. You figured me out, you know. It's usually all jokes on this fucking show, but I, you know, to get a little serious, you know, this is what happens in an economy that prioritizes entertainment above all else.
True,
you know,
yeah.
Because you know, if you told motherfuckers that it was cool to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and then you didn't have the dividends to then substantiate the fact that being a fucking streamer idiot asshole with 12 million fucking subscribers and 80 billion viewers nets you an insane amount of money a month, then maybe these kids wouldn't look up to these rich assholes that got rich being assholes.
Yo, yeah.
And maybe they would aspire to something else.
It truly is the adult's fault, bro.
Yo, it
no
is.
Matter what you say.
100%.
But all I can say is, get your children, bro. Because there's some people in the real world.
Yep.
Because I promise you, bro, if
me.
A kid, I will beat the shit out of somebody else's kid.
Bro.
I'll say that.
Straight up.
Cancel me for that.
Yeah, kiss me.
You can cancel me.
Cancel me. Yeah, listen, I catch you at the mall. I'm throwing that little nigga down the escalator.
Nah.
I don't care.
Bro, if your kid is swinging on me,
bro, I'm fucking him up.
I'm going to stomp. You're going to feel that shit in your asshole while you at work, bro. Because these kids are legit swinging
yo,
on adults. It's
that's
not even
crazy.
on some like they're playing around. No, they're literally
trying
just
to hook
getting
off
viewership
and not-
out of being terrorists to the fucking city.
Nah.
And then you got people egging them on. And of course, it's like a society built on people who are just performing. That's really what it is. When you're on Twitch, you're on stream, you're performing for an audience. It's what Kai, Adam, all these kids do. So now these kids are doing it and they're seeing the reaction. They're going viral. But eventually, bro, there are real consequences to the shit that you do for online entertainment. So, viene todo eso y aguántalo tú.
Yo, people with nothing to do love watching other people do essentially nothing.
Wow.
Because all the biggest streamers, are all in the just chatting section of Twitch. Like they're all just in the just chatting section, and they're all just sitting in a room. Like they're not fucking doing anything. You know what I mean? And like until you get the capital to actually do shit, and like then you get, you know, like Ice Spice and fucking 21 Savage in your house or whatever, then like, okay, cool. But like it took all of the shit before that to get to that point. And then like these little kids see that shit and they're like, and instead of being like, oh, these guys, like these other guys invented a telescope that could look at the literal beginning of time. That's insane, bro. Instead of like being, and you know, whatever. I guess I'm on my lame dad shit right now.
No, listen, like, bro. You preaching. I'm like, yo, I was like, yo, talk that shit.
Yeah, but like, bro, they made a whole ass telescope. You could look at the fucking Big Bang, bro. Like, time is relative. So it measures, it's like the further away you see, you're literally looking back in time. That's the coolest shit ever.
Dog.
You know?
They don't care.
But they don't give a fuck. Because nobody's out here being
Playboy Cardi's going to Aiden Ross's house for to pick up a lunchbox.
It's like, bro, please.
It's happening in 12 hours. You got to sit here and wait.
It's like, come on, man.
Come on.
It makes sense, though. Like, that's why I'm like mad at it. But like, I'm not mad at the kids. I'm mad at the system.
Yeah.
And it's a system that prioritizes entertainment by any fucking means necessary. 100%. So when you see these kids with they fucking bust down Rolly at 22 years old.
You know why?
And then they go, oh, how did he get that? I want that.
My peace dream.
Yeah, and then they start doing the same shit. And it's fucking annoying.
It's crazy because we complain. Well, every generation fucking does this shit. We complain about the generation that's coming after us, but really, who was the one who raised them? It's like, you got these fucking assholes on TV. We don't have no more role models. We don't have no more OGs.
That's right.
Which is why I'm so happy, bro. If y'all saw that video of this past weekend, there was a girl who was hit in New York by a dude, and all of the dudes within the fucking 6 mile radiuses started jumping him.
Yes.
And you know what? That's what the fuck I'm
That's New York.
About.
That's yes.
You're goddamn you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yo, that's the New York that I grew up in, bro.
You just hear the shit, New York.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because they all got the beep on their phones like Rangers. Fucking Zordon showed up.
On Apple, like on iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, he being short. Oh, no, nah,
shit, let's go.
Yo, come on.
Yeah.
Yo, that's really the New York that I grew up in, bro. Because I remember growing up in a place where you couldn't even curse around old people.
Yes.
Never mind even fucking rob them.
What?
Now we got young dudes robbing old people, robbing children.
Yo.
Robbing kids coming home from school, like, because they know they got phones now.
Back in my day.
Robbing pregnant women. Like, bro, that shit was never, like, now.
Never valid.
That's what I'm saying. We need that, bro. We need that at least 4 or 5 times a week.
And this is why I tell people all the time. I'm like, and I don't want to cut either of y'all off, but I was like, when y'all was saying kids these days, I was just like, damn, I feel super washed. I was like,
dollar in the wash card.
I was like, damn, y'all are the kids these days. What kids these days?
I'm like, you talking about
the grandkids these days? Shit. But yo, and I say, listen, that's why to this day, I uphold the traditions that I grew up in, like late 80s, 90s, is when you just see a group of young kids hanging out, minding their business, but they look like they might be up to something, just fuck them up. Don't ask no questions. Just go up there and be like, yo, what the fuck you doing, little nigga? What the fuck do you mean phone, B? What the fuck is this? What is this? That nigga do TikTok?
Yeah.
Y'all making a TikTok? What the fuck is talking? You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. Discard. Delete. Yo, go read a book, B.
Yeah.
Yo, matter of fact, come here. Yo, we all gonna get library cards right now, all of y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It actually works, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I do that shit with my younger cousins. They're like super Gen Z. So I try to like flip the script on them. So whenever I want them to do something that I think will benefit them, I'll just call whatever they're not doing lame or like corny. I'll just be like, yeah, bro, that's trash. That's like bad vibes. So I'll just use their lingo against them.
Yeah, I'm
like,
yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's not gonna get you what you want.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Actually, you're kind of corny.
You think you're gonna get some bitches off of that? You think that's what y'all do?
Oh, wow.
That's what's gonna happen?
Yeah. I'll see my 10-year-old doing some stupid shit, about to do like a cinnamon challenge or some shit. Oh, you definitely ain't got no hoes, bro. And just walk out the room.
Exactly.
He's like, damn. He's looking at the cinnamon and the spoon like, fuck.
Bro, it's a crazy world we live in.
I'm homeless.
Motherfuckers do not want to. They don't want to transition. They don't want to transition into adulthood, so they still want to be kids.
Oh, not at all. Listen, man, I was gonna say me too.
Nah, we the new adults, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's I remember Gilly. Shout out to $1 million worth of game. Shout out to Gilly and Wallow. But I remember Gilly saying like yo, what, like, since when are women and kids like on the menu? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, since when is women and children on the menu? Yeah. And, like, that's, like, you know, to your point of, like, everybody jumping in and shit, and, like, getting, you know what I mean? Like, putting the beats on this guy for, like, fucking with women out here and shit. Like, that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah. Because,
right? Like, it's not funny. Like, it's all, like, numbers. And, like, there's no ethics when it comes to numbers. Like, mm-hmm. The numbers are just the numbers.
It is what it is, bro. You know? So next time you see a woman or a child in trouble, let them hands go, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Catch a little assault charge, B. A lot of times it's misdemeanor. Let me tell you something. Yeah. You can call me up. I'll put up the 5 stacks. You know what I'm saying? I'll get Murray on the line. You know what I'm saying? He'll put his knee pads on. Go talk to the judge.
You know what I'm saying?
And you get off a little, you know what I'm saying, light. 6 month probation. Stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? Don't piss dirty. And you good.
Yeah.
And you did a noble thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And on that note, Meryl, take us out of here.
Hey, it's time for the fucking Meryl Mail.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we taking a break. I don't know why I'm singing this shit. Yo, hold on. Listen, man, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to be right back with the mailbag. I know y'all been thirsting for, you know what I'm saying? So keep the spluggity blum blumming. We'll be right back.
A victory light.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
A victory light.
People that are talented, are born with talent, I have to talk about this shit all the time. I'm like, yo, you have a very special set of skills, but you're some like taking Liam Neeson shit. I don't got those skills. Like, you got the ability to like organize shit and do shit in such a way where I'm like, bro, I will be like, doing like the anime sweats. Like, I have to be here. I have to go do paperwork. And I'm just like, yo, but like the way you fucking load up, certain phrases is... Yo, come on, man!
Yo!
I'm gonna press anybody again!
I don't even need headphones. I already...
exactly what you think it was, man.
This is why I'd be like, yo, fuck you when I get home to my kids. I'd be like, yo, you did your homework? Good.
Yeah.
What you got on your test? A 98 should have been 100, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That's how my father traumatized me. Oh, I could have sworn I told you. Bro, I used to get terrible... Well, no, I was a good grader. I had great grades. But I remember every time I used to come home, my pops used to be like, you could have got 100. Could have got 100.
Yo.
Just strive for higher next time. I remember I came home with a 99. I said, I got this bitch. I finally got his ass. He gonna be so proud of me. I went home, bro. I presented that shit with the biggest smile on my face, and my pop said,
no, we didn't make it. Yo.
My pops was like, muy bien, pero... Tu puedes coger un 100, no?
No!
Like, you
bro.
Know what? You fucking... That's why you balled it, bitch.
That's why
you balled it. Now I'm failing everything.
Yeah, right. Like, fuck you.
I'm like, you know what? Now fuck. I'm going to go get pregnant, nigga. I'm going to take care of this child out of wedlock.
Yo! Fam, I feel like the biggest dads be... Like, they want you to win, but when you fail, they be like, tome. Te lo dije.
They was expecting it.
Te lo dije.
Maybe, like, you see what happened when you don't listen to me and shit? Like, shut up! Shut up!
You do everything right and they never say nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
It's just always, yeah, that's what you're supposed
to
do.
Yo, I think I told y'all this before because, you know, we are episode 40. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. My mom's sat me and my sister down. This is like before, my brother was like a baby. Shout out to Tito.
Fuck
she
Tito.
Sat us down.
I'm sorry, Tito.
He probably like, yeah, word, fuck me. Yo, this man funny, yo, bring it to the crib, nigga. We gonna hang out, smoke. Like, yeah, bro.
I got him with a blunt.
Right, yeah, you heard? She got you on the blunt, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tito, you know what I'm saying? He loves you, but he's married.
But what that got to do with it?
Hey! What is that, man? My mom sat my sister and me on the couch after, like, grades had come through.
Yeah.
I ain't getting no motherfucking honors. I had, like, a 75 average, bro, like, just off the strength of, like, testing. Because I was talking shit in class. I was leaving class. I was being a little asshole. Not like today's kids asshole, like, punching the teacher in the face, being like, you bitch.
Yeah.
Blah, but just, like, being, like...
Disruptive.
Yeah, like, yo, you know what I mean? Cracking jokes, whatever. Yo,
like, you got class clown every year.
Every year type shit. Yeah. Yo, miss. Yo, I can go to the bathroom.
And never come back.
Yo, miss, I can go to the bathroom and go kiss Nancy Rodriguez in the staircase. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, my fucking brain just froze.
Your mom sat you and your sister down.
She sat both of us down. My sister got second honors, bro.
Wow.
Like 89, almost 90. Like, you know what I'm saying? Busting her ass, though. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my mom sat us down and said, Tuve, tú pudieras tener honores primero. Primer honors, first honors. You could have first honor because you work hard. Your brother is naturally smart. He doesn't have to work to get good grades. And then look, he don't even go to class and he has this grade. And you have to work extra hard to get this. So if you was naturally intelligent, I'm like, yo, are you calling her dumb?
Bro, my God.
We like 10 crazy, years old and shit.
Bro.
I was like, yo, I didn't say she's, I was like, yo, low key is true, but like,
nah.
You're not supposed to tell her that.
Yeah.
Like, but I love you. Don't fuck me up, please.
Fuck him up, sis. Yeah. He in here talking with his whole chest.
That's crazy.
Cave his chest in, sis. Cave his shit in.
She's watching like a fucking, some, she's looking in the microscope right now like, this nigga's talking some shit about me.
She finna snipe you through one of these windows.
Yeah.
You don't even know she got all eyes on you at all times.
Yo, which by the way, I think that put a chip on her shoulder, make her go super duper harder because now she's at NYU Langone looking at shit I can't even pronounce under a microscope.
Yeah.
Make some noise, guys.
God damn it. About to buy a house in New York City. I'm like, you're about to buy a house in New York? A what?
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, let me hold her.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? How much? I ain't pocket watching, but shit, you about to buy a house in the five boroughs, bitch. You got money. You know what I'm saying?
Love to see it.
There we go. Hey, y'all, listen, man. We had one last week. You know what I'm saying? We got another one this week. It's good because you know who's back? The big dog. You know what I'm saying? He's not men, he's Max because he's bringing everything.
And that's why we've been holding out on the mailbags up until this point. Because yeah. we have, how could we get through the mail? It's not the same.
It's like they don't hit. It don't hit.
It don't be buzzing like that.
Nah, bro.
The thing is, none of us can read.
That's the bad part. That's what we got. We exposed now. Damn. Hassan can't even talk. That's why he only knows one. It's like the guy from Game of Thrones. He just says, damn bodies. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
that's why he has a soundboard to communicate with us.
Yo, but you know what time it is? Take it away, man.
My God. We got pure vocalists.
Yo, listen. Come on, dog. Wow, yeah. It's all the summer coming soon.
Dr. Pepper 45 asks.
Hey. Hey, shout out to Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God.
The worst soda 45 asks.
This really is the best shit out. Shout out to you guys. Hopefully, I get to hear Min read this one.
Hey, yay. You did. You're welcome.
My question is, where can I meet and approach women without feeling like a weirdo? Male 26. All of my friends either have girlfriends or are constantly talking to girls. They all swear by dating apps, but I've never had any luck on them at all. It's also not really my thing anyway, since I don't really use my phone all that often, and I'm 100 times better at in-person conversations. Where would you guys go to try and meet women? I, as a 26-year-old male myself, interested in meeting women, I could take a crack at this,
despite the gay sex in the woods. In the woods that you were already in.
Yeah, that's the main point that we took away from the story. What the fuck are you doing in the woods?
Yo, I was just eating shrooms.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
I'd love to hear what you got to say, man.
So, first of all,
I feel like I feel like we talked about this before, and you were like, yo, it's the trenches, bro. Like, dating is the trenches.
It is sort of the trenches, but, you know, I'm trying, and I can maybe impart some wisdom. First of all, if your homies aren't putting you on, they're not your homies.
Yeah.
If one person eats, everybody eats.
True.
Second of all, I think you need to reorient your mindset, like, to, like, get out of the framework of, like, going outside just to meet girls. I think you just got to be going outside to have a good time and mm-hmm. seeing what comes your way. Like,
because
then if you always, every time you pop out, you're like, I got to meet some shorty. Like, you're going to set yourself up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm. That part.
So that's the other thing. And, you know, where would you go to meet people or have a good time besides the bar, besides the club? Well, I would say organize it around what you're interested in, right? So for me, living in New York, you know, I like to go to art gallery openings. I like to go to poetry readings.
Do you like white bitches?
Yo, chill.
Yo, It's been a minute. About the violence, Julius.
Stop talking like that. No. Cause that's fucked up, Liz. Nah, cause now you really about to violate my man. He just came out of ACL surgery. Alright, you wasn't hitting jump shots like men.
That's crazy. You don't got the fadeaway like that.
The museum dates gave it away, man.
At the end of the day,
I'm sorry.
Nah, cause at the end of the day, cause you parting right now. I don't like that.
Alright, Flip.
I am speaking from the experience of the trenches of white people Brooklyn. So I will say. Just like go to things that seem interesting to you that are organized around your interests, and you'll meet people who are into the same shit that you are. And then my last point, start smoking cigarettes. Best conversations I've ever had with anyone, with any people, have been outside at the party.
Smoking a bogey. Oh, shit. Damn, I forgot about that, dog. I ain't smoked since, like, 2004.
Yeah, I quit, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, damn.
What the fuck, man?
But I missed those conversations.
You can't just drop off that bad advice. You had such good advice to end it with, yo, start smoking cigarettes.
Yo, go pop cop a Marlboro Red Hunnids.
I'm starting to think Ming was sent from the fucking government, bro. Yeah, CIA.
The government agent.
He said, fuck that truth campaign. Yeah. Shit is lies.
No, that was wonderful advice, though.
Yo, damn, it was.
Yeah,
shit.
That was good.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, I was going to tell. I was going to tell, bro, just be normal and bag bitches off Twitter like everybody else.
All right. Not everyone can do that, man. Right.
No, but I guess, yeah, I guess you pretty much hit the nail on the head, bro. Like, if you go out for the purpose of like trying to bag, like, you know what I mean, trying to come home with something or trying to get somebody's number, trying to scoop something, like, you are setting yourself up for failure every single fucking time. Like, and I think also, to double down on like the other thing you said, like, if your homie's not putting you, like, go out with your homies with, you know what I'm saying, like, find group shit to do, like, with your homies that is not sex parties in the woods. Find PG, you know what I mean, find like a paint and sip or some shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, find like a paint and sip, go with your homies that got girlfriends and tell their girlfriends to invite their girlfriends, and then, you know what I mean, and then get some shit popping that way. Or, you know, just set up camp in somebody's DMs, talk to yourself for like a month or two, you know what I mean, and then eventually ask for the Cash App, then send her off $1,000 and then block her on everything. She'll be obsessed with you, I promise.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Brady just broke the fucking code.
Yo, damn. Yeah. Bro, that's wild. That's a, damn. Hmm. Yo, it's crazy. $1,000 is, damn.
Man, I was like, wait a minute.
Like, that's $1,000. You say that, got that. It's like, that's the fucking mumbling nonsense to myself. That's my other personality talking. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to save the best for last because, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of male energy in this room, and I need you to close it. My advice to bro is, I am from the era of like, yo, we just outside shooting. You know what I'm saying? Like, to y'all's point, the intention was never like, yo, we gonna go outside and get some, yo, we gonna get some ass tonight. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. The intention was like, yo, we're gonna smoke this angel dust and get in this People's Choice OJ.
Oh, hey, my God.
Double entendre, don't ask me how. And then we're just gonna see what happens. We're gonna get out of this car on St. Mark's Place. We're all gonna be dressed in office jackets, and let's just see where the night takes us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes I will wake up in an obscure part of Queens next to a Guyanese woman, not knowing how I got there, wondering why she only has two fingers on one of her hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my advice to you.
I think I know that bitch.
Oh my God.
Yo, that really do be it though, fam. Just be outside. Be outside, bro. Like, just be outside. Like, there's a guy that ends up, like, it's a Dominican guy. He does, like, fucking, he's like a meme guy. The no contento, he no contento, my friend. My friend, he no contento.
Oh, I think I know that.
Oh, yeah, this guy, I've heard that before.
Bro, he's everything viral that happens, like, he just happens to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, he's not chasing it. He's just outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're just outside, you will be contento, my friend.
Yeah.
My friend, you will be contento. Be outside, and you will find people that like you, that you liking dang, and then you attracted to each other, and then you have sex, my friend, that you'll be content. Yeah. That's it. That
sounds good.
Yeah, man.
That's honestly it. That was the perfect advice. Ming hit literally every fucking nail in the head. It was a male question for how to meet women. So, I mean, I don't know how.
But like, I think you provide the perspective. You provide the perspective of, like, I guess, shedding light on like how you like to be approached as a woman.
I mean, it's normal. I mean, I was approached the other day and I thought it was like a fan interaction, and I realized that it wasn't. It was like a dude. This is the thing. Don't be fucking weird. All right. Just don't be weird, bro. You meet a girl, you see her. That's another thing. A lot of girls. Really,
your eyebrows look tremendous.
No, obviously. And I'm a plus size baddie. So
come on.
This dude pulled up on me. He looked like a fucking battle rapper. So I just thought
so you was locked in off rip.
Yeah.
So Liz was,
yeah. Instead of like, she just heard DeMarco. Liz was
no, but you know what the thing with dudes like that, I usually assume that they're fans just because it's like, he look like you. You look like a fan of the Bodega Boys. Yeah. So he pulled up on me and he was complimenting the scent of my weed, and I had extra blunt on me, so I was like on some homie shit. Like, here you go, enjoy your help. We gonna leave that story for when we get the fuck off air. But to answer the Merrill mailbag, Just go out, bro. Have a good time. Be yourself. If you see a shorty and shorty's locking eyes with you, that's really what it is. A girl will look at you for 3 seconds, and that's the
window.
Yeah, that's her shooting her shot. Like, her locking eyes with you for 3 seconds, bro. More than that,
yeah,
she wants you.
Thank you. Because I always was like, yo, is that, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I always, even before, like, my pops told me how to move around. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, yo, if you're thirsty, it's like fear. Like, shorty smell it on you. You know what I'm saying? If you're a thirst ball, you look like a nasty, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Type, like a choach finessing type of motherfucker. Like, you got no charm. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids these days call it Riz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got no charisma. And that was it. It was just like, yo, he used to tell me the same shit. And my mom too. My mom used to be like, yo, don't talk to girls that don't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if they're looking at you a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
women,
like, yo, watch out, bitch. That's a fucking, you about to step in dog shit. And then there's like a,
watch your step.
Yo, yeah.
It's different, bro. You could tell when a woman like you, come but on. I understand why dudes might be on some, like, hesitant, like, shit, I don't want to go up to her because then she's going to be like, yeah, nigga, get the fuck away.
Sorry. No, that's not, listen.
You gotta do it. You gotta take those L's.
You gotta approach me like Arnold. I want to fuck now.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, I'm sorry. You gotta tell me straight up. I'm not. Listen, I'm a grown ass man, bro.
I want to pick you up.
I don't do the signs. I don't do the signals. I don't do hints. Bitch, stand on it.
Stand on business.
You hear that? Do you want to fuck or no fuck? You want to splagge the blum or no blogge the splum? You know? Which is it?
Make your mind.
You know what I mean? Like,
make your mind of upstairs.
Yo, and it's not even on some like aggressive shit. It's just like, yo, like, I just, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're all adults here.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
And like, there's no room for blurred lines, especially when you're talking about sex.
Sex, consent, all that shit. All like, no, that. I need definite yeses, and I need enthusiastic consent.
Yes.
That's what the fuck I need.
Hello.
Bro.
Thank you. That's my favorite phrase, enthusiastic consent. Doug, because it takes you, and bling, bling, dial in the washer. It takes you back to like 04, 05, bruh.
Wow.
Like, yeah, like, this is like pre-Heather, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here to Wild Internet, Wild West. And MySpace used to have surveys that you could send out to 100 people, and then you could either reply all and like reply to everybody or just reply to the person that sent it to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it was just very blatant, like, yo, would you have sex with me if you had the opportunity to have sex with me? Yes.
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah.
And then like, shorty sending you that back, and she circled yes. And it's just like, all right, bro, this is in writing now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We just did a contractual fuck, do you know what I mean? Agreement.
a contractual fuck agreement.
You know what I'm saying? We just did a CFG.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, insane.
You know what I'm saying? A CFA. I'm sorry. Yeah. You signed a CFA, and so did I. So now it's consensual, and it's like on paper, it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. I feel like, bring MySpace back just for consent. Just for like, yo, we are both consenting adults. We like to do this. We want to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is.
Or
we
sign
papers,
them,
but it's not weird.
What if you use the voice or the throat that God gave you?
Yeah.
I'm also down to be like, yo, you trying to fuck and like hear a no?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like a lot of motherfuckers can't stand that no. Like, it hurt too much, and I'm just like, bro, it don't hurt.
That's the thing.
You can't hurt me. I heard no too much. I was raised by Dominican parents.
That's the thing. You got
every Christmas.
Like,
I heard no.
And to the yo, facts. But to the mailbag, like part of it also is being okay with hearing no. Like, that's part of it. That's part of it too. Is like because even if, like, everything's going great, like, you hit it off with shorty, that could still, you know, not really work out.
Yeah.
Like, and it's happened to me a bunch of times, bro, where they hear about like my lifestyle and shit, and they're like, what, you're polyamorous, you don't want to get married, you don't want any more kids, and you do OnlyFans? It's a little much for me. You got to be brave as fuck to like you. I'm sorry, like, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, that's happened to me like a bunch of times, and I'm like, yeah, cool. And now I just have like a fire homie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And like that, and like, honestly, like, low key, like, those like, if you're not super weird about it and you're not like toxic about it, those rejections will turn into like, will dead ass turn into like lifelong friends, bro. Like, I swear to God, like, that shit is crazy. And then they'll like put you on with their homies and shit. And then like,
that's like, what it is. You know? That's what it is.
Yeah, bro. I've been a wing woman.
That's part.
Another thing. Like, I've been my best friend's wing woman. Shout out to Tulsi. That's my dog. He got himself a Dominican queen.
Yes.
And I've been prepping him for years, bro. I met this kid when I was 14. Bangladesh and a Muslim from Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Queens. And he's just always been infatuated with Dominican women. And I prepared him for heartbreak. Cause I'm telling you, bro, you enter in different territory. this is not who you think it is.
Yeah. You gave him the training kit. Yeah. You gave him like that went through CD and shit. Like, yo, yeah. go
put him on to todo, bro. Anthony Santos. I said, prepare yourself. Yeah. Prepare yourself for the heartbreak.
Yeah, because you see what these guys are singing about. This has been going on for years.
You had a Kill Bill training montage with this man. Like, yeah,
he's just like,
yeah,
that's the throw
party. Yeah, he's Guyanese, but you see him in the
club.
He's
from Bangladesh.
Oh, it's my fault. I was thinking of the Crips, but he's from Bangladesh in the club. Like, no, next time, that's not me.
Yeah. Nah, that's my dog, and he knows Spanish. He been a DR. He met my grandfather. He's very cultured in our community.
Oh shit! He understands the Samurio.
What's crazy is this motherfucker did a fucking he cosplays as Omega, and he did a full performance in DR.
Bro,
dog is out of his mind. But don't listen to any of us. Bing had the best advice. Besides the cigarette thing, he had his spot on.
Yeah, and also. Don't go out with the sole purpose of trying to scoop.
That's right.
Because that's weird and women can smell that shit.
That's a fact, yo.
From a mile away. They can tell when you on a mission. And
they not with that mission, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just treat women regular, bro. That's the thing. If you meet a woman and maybe she's not interested in you sexually, she might just be your homegirl.
You know what I'm saying? What's so bad about that?
Yeah, and you'll have a dope homegirl, somebody who's already interested in. Yeah. You probably won't get the fuck. That's okay.
That's fine, bro. You just beat your meat.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just think about it. I mean, what if? You know what I'm saying?
You sick fuck! Yeah, Tom. I had to quit the Victory Life podcast. Meryl was on some satanic black magic. Sick shit.
Jesus Christ, this guy's talking about beating off to his best friend.
Oh my God, what a fucking... This guy's a fucking nutcase, I tell ya.
Yo! Man. Shout out to Min Dog. Yo, listen, everything he said was absolutely right, except for the cigarette part. You smoke a weird color vape instead, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Victory Light episode 40. Bitch! You know what I'm saying? I got the little spit ewels coming out my mouth, man. I'm glad the mic got a mic guard on it, because goddamn it, I'll be spreading malaria all over this bitch. Fucking Liz Bella Matatana in the house. Rainy over here, you know what I'm saying? The God, man, he's back, you know what I'm saying? He's reading all your mailbags, you know what I'm saying? He's in the woods, you know what I'm saying?
Gay sex parties, gimp suits, galore, Burning Man. You already know what it is.
You know the fucking vibes, man. That guy's a rose scholar. He's smart as fuck.
And you gotta tell him to hold out.
Oh, yeah.
And to not abandon us. And to wait patiently.
Yes, because yo, listen, it's spring break. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a little spring break and go to Miami and get kicked out of Miami. You know what I'm saying? So while we do that, we'll be gone for like a little, you know what I'm saying, a little 2 weeks. But that's light. You know what I'm saying?
Because finna get pregnant, give birth. I'll be back in no time.
Yeah, yo, Liz Bell's gestation period is mad fast for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate y'all. Go back in the catalog. If you're new to this and you're not true to this, go back. You know what I'm saying? Listen. You know what I'm saying? Catch up. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the guys. You know what I'm saying? The gang. Victory Light. We here. Liz Bell. Rainey. Men in the house. Victor was here and he bounced. You know what I'm saying? But he's here in spirit. And of course, the man who makes it all happen, the Glaze God himself.
Hassan Insane.
Yeah! See you 2 weeks, bitches!
Episode 4-0.
Ooh. Ooh.
A victory light.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.